I am the door of the sheep. All others, as many as have come, are thieves and robbers. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, in today's Mass, the Church continued to teach those who were baptized at Pentecost Vigil. The Gospel reminded these new Christians that they were now members of the Church of Christ. They were like faithful sheep who had entered the fold, that is, to the Church, through the door which is Jesus. Many of them had been pagans before, so this Mass reminded the new Christians that it was only in Jesus, in whose name they were baptized, in whose there was salvation from their sins. And to the Church of Christ, they were meant to stay faithful always, even unto their death. In ancient centuries, the Church collected these newly baptized today on Pentecost Tuesday to the Church of Saint Anastasia in Rome. She was an ancient martyr whose feast is commemorated on the second Mass on Christmas Day. So I wanted to tell you today about the life of Saint Anastasia. She was a Roman girl. Her father was a pagan who came from very high-class family. But her mother was a Christian. The mother had Anastasia baptized as a baby, and she raised her secretly in the Christian faith. You can see, children, how heroic it was for this mother to raise her daughter as a Christian in a pagan household and in a hostile Roman pagan surrounding. When she grew up, Saint Anastasia's father married her to a noble Roman man named Publius. Publius was also a pagan, and when he found out that his new wife, Anastasia, was a Christian, he became a very cruel and abusive husband. He imprisoned Saint Anastasia into their house and treated her like a slave. But she didn't care, but on the contrary was happy that she could suffer for the love of Jesus. Then the emperor gave Publius a job of a Roman ambassador in Persia, and on his way there he died. Saint Anastasia was now a widow, and she was now free, and she used her liberty in very charitable manner. She started to visit and assist Christians who were imprisoned because of their Catholic faith. She who had been a prisoner herself now became a helper of Christians in need. Saint Anastasia exhorted these Christian prisoners to rejoice that they too were chosen to suffer for Jesus. One day when she was on one of her regular trips to a prison, she heard that the emperor had ordered a big group of Christians to be killed. She started to cry for this sad news. When some of the emperor's soldiers saw her, they asked her why she was crying. She answered, "I cry because I have lost my brethren in Christ. They have been cruelly put to death." Hearing this, the soldiers realized she was a Christian as well and promptly arrested her. Since she had been married to an imperial politician, she was brought in front of the emperor himself, named Diocletian. The emperor tried to make Saint Anastasia to abandon the Catholic faith, but in vain. She was asked to offer the sacrifice to idols, that is, to the images of false gods. The pagan priest also used all his persuasion to make her sacrifice, but in vain. And finally, he said to her, "Now I shall give you 3 days to make up your mind." But Saint Anastasia replied, They are three too many. You can consider them already past. I am a Christian, and I am anxious to die for Jesus Christ. From me, you will never get any other answer." Saint Anastasia was put in prison with the intention of starving her to death. But by a miracle, God kept her alive and well. The emperor could not understand this. The emperor thought that maybe the jailer had disobeyed his orders and sent her to another prison, but the same miracle happened again. Then Saint Anastasia was put on a ship with 120 other prisoners. The ship was bored with holes and it was supposed to sink, and soon it filled with water. But instead of sinking, the ship sailed calmly ashore, and this miracle converted all the prisoners to the Catholic faith. So the pagan prisoners who would otherwise been killed in a sinking ship and went to hell, instead they were killed because of their Catholic faith. They became martyrs and went straight to heaven. Saint Anastasia finally was exiled to the island of Palmarola on the west coast of Italy, and there she was burned alive, finally ending her life in martyrdom. Children, you saw in the life of Saint Anastasia how Jesus was to her the only true shepherd to whom she wanted to stay faithful. The emperor and the pagan high priest were to her only thieves and robbers, as our Lord calls them today. Like I told you yesterday, this kind of speech is brave and courageous, but it can also bring you into trouble with the world. I told you on May devotions that by world we mean the people who act like there is no heaven or hell, but live only to get pleasures in this life. And when a Christian uses a language like Jesus did, calling bad people thieves and robbers, he can get into trouble like Saint Anastasia did. I recently saw a professor in the college I used to study saying that if somebody says aloud things by which he refuses to understand other ideas and excludes the possibility of change, he is intellectually lazy and guilty of hate speech. So if you are ever accused of hate speech, children, remember the example of martyrs. The pagan priest didn't exactly try to make Saint Anastasia to abandon her Catholic faith. He tried to persuade her to understand that there might be other ideas about in his religion as well, and that she should concede and just sacrifice to idols. That would be easy thing worthy for a citizen of mighty Rome to do, and besides, she would spare her own life doing it. He told her, "Well, just think about it for 3 days, okay?" But remember, children, what she answered. "These are three too many. You can consider them already past. I am a Christian, and I am anxious to die for Jesus Christ. From me, you will never get any other answer." You more often than not get answers from saints defending the Catholic faith, which would classify them as hate speech. Saint Peter Mavimenus was a man who lived in Damascus, nowadays Syria, where the persecution of Christians had been horrible in the past years. He fell ill one day, and some Arabs who professed a religion called Islam came to visit him. The talk turned into religion, and Saint Peter, who certainly refused to understand their religious ideas, told them, "Whoever does not embrace the Christian and Catholic faith is lost, like your false prophet Mohammed." And for saying this, the Arabs killed him on the spot. Children, who is it who gave these martyrs the power to defy defy death and evil people. It was the Holy Ghost, God. May the collect of today always stay in your minds when you are in danger by modern-day thieves and robbers. Grant, we beseech thee, O Lord, that the power of the Holy Ghost may abide in us. May it mercifully cleanse our hearts and defend us from all danger. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the